Welcome back to Insight Special Coverage. I'm Beth Ruriak. This hour is focused on the ongoing aftermath of the Stephon Clark shooting, the DA's decision not to file criminal charges, the AG echoing that result yesterday, the Attorney General. But last night's Sacramento City Council meeting focused more on a protest Monday night that ended in the arrest of 84 people. There were pointed and harsh words for Sacramento's mayor, Daryl Steinberg, and he's on the phone with us now. Mr. Mayor, glad to have you back on Insight.
Thank you for having me, Beth.
What did you hear people saying to you last night?
I heard what I've been hearing for a long time, that we, referring to many people in the community, especially the African-American community, that we are traumatized, that we have been dealing with generations of trauma and of being treated in ways that that often are not right. And I heard it loud and clear. I've heard it. I internalize it. I get up every day with a mission to try to change what must be changed. And I'm using my authority as mayor of this city, my voice, my moral authority to try to change life in many of these neighborhoods and to be a voice for changing the relationship between the police department, members of law enforcement, and these communities, because there's a lot that must change.
I realize that you've launched an independent investigation to get more answers, but what do you think happened Monday night?
Well, I must tell you, I have launched an independent investigation with the backing of my city council. I'm very concerned and troubled by what happened on Monday night. The truth is that over the past many months since the Clark shooting, we have been working very hard with the community leadership to work together and to anticipate these announcements and to begin changing the direction, not only when it comes to the police-community relationships, but Measure U and the commitment to invest in economic equity in our neighborhoods. And what I'm concerned about more than anything is what happened on Monday night obviously sets us back. And, you know, we will await the findings of the independent investigation. Those protesters were out there, those demonstrators were out there to have their voices heard. As far as I could tell, it was a peaceful protest. You know, I have empathy for the men and women of the police department here as well, especially the rank and file that are out there doing their job and taking direction. But there were some tactical decisions made that require and demand, frankly, that we provide real oversight and answer why 84 people were arrested when over the past year in numerous demonstrations throughout Sacramento, there have only been 5 arrests. Something went wrong, and it's our job to get to the bottom of it.
So I'm going to ask that question again. What do you think went wrong?
I don't know exactly why the police decided that it was necessary to make mass arrests. I'm very concerned about that, about why that decision was made. I don't want to prejudge it until I know exactly what it is, as we put in our press release yesterday, what precipitated the order to disperse and how was it communicated. I've heard directly from members of the community, including a couple of my city council colleagues, who said that it was a peaceful protest and that it was going well and in fact, was largely dispersing on its own. And then something changed, whether it was the use of the term lethal force over the bullhorn, and all of a sudden the tone changed. And over the next hour or so, as we were all watching it, you know, on live stream, the outcome was not what any of us wanted, certainly not what I wanted. And, you know, there were pastors and community leaders and obviously journalists who were arrested. One question that I have is, why didn't the police know some of the community leaders who were leading the demonstration. This is what we've been working on for the past year. And there doesn't seem to have been any recognition that a lot of the people who were leading the march and leading the protest were people who were well known to all of us and who are, in fact, trying to bring healing and peace in the community. And so we want to, the police chief, of course, will conduct his investigation, which is appropriate. And at the same time, we're going to conduct an independent investigation, and we'll get those answers. But my job here as well, Beth, is to take these very difficult moments and to do my very best to try and be a mayor for everyone, to try to heal, to try to get us back on track, to try to reemphasize the opportunity we have to invest $200 million in our low-income communities and in our kids, to continue to push for change at the state level around use of force policy, to continue to bring the rank and file from the police department together with young people from our communities and actually have real dialogue. I don't think people are talking to each other. They're certainly talking past each other.
Mayor Steinberg, I don't want to be rude, but on that point, I do want to interrupt you and say, are you and the police chief talking? How often do you talk? And how much discussion did the two of you have before Monday night, for example?
I talk to the police chief all of the time. And yet recognize this is important fact. The police chief does not report directly to the city council. He reports to the city manager. I talk to the police chief all the time.
Okay, wait a minute. Pause. Pause right there.
Let me finish, please.
I just want to know, if all that's true, why are you the person out in front of all of this? Where is the police chief? Where is the city manager, Howard Chan, right now?
I am the mayor of the city, and I'm not going to duck. I never have. I never will. It is my job to bear some of the pain and the trauma that people are feeling. In fact, more than a little bit of the pain and trauma. We sat for 3.5 hours last night, and I did my very best to listen to everybody and to take it in. The police chief is going to have to, report on what his investigation finds here. And I hope it's sooner rather than later. And this is the system of government we have. I don't want to digress. We don't have enough time. But I am, I think, a strong mayor with limited authority. and I recognize that the authority that I have is severalfold. Number one, I lead on the budget. And that's why I'm so focused on investing money, real money, why I did Measure U, in our disadvantaged neighborhoods in transformational ways. Number two, I can call for an independent investigation in the way that I have. And number three, I have moral authority here. And where I think something is wrong and is troubling, it's my obligation to say so. And I do so consistently. Remember my State of the City address just 2 weeks ago. It's also my job to try to lead everyone, including the men and women of the police department, who are good people. They're human beings, too. And their humanity needs to be recognized. And so I'm doing everything I can every day on every one of those fronts to try to move this great city, and it is a great city, forward. Not to use the old saying, but it is apropos here. We will overcome together, and we will still be the model for the country. I'm certainly going to do my level best with all my experience, my ability, and my passion to move this city in that direction.
You are listening to Sacramento Mayor Daryl Steinberg. He has agreed to join us for the back half of this hour, answer questions. It's always appreciated, Mr. Mayor. I want to go back and clean up a point. You used the word duck. You said, I don't want to duck my responsibilities. So I want to clarify. Do you feel that anyone else is ducking their role or responsibility?
No, I'm just speaking for myself here.
Okay, and just...
The police chief spoke to the press yesterday, and he's a very public person himself. I'm sure he will...
That's fair. I just didn't want any misunderstanding.
I think we have a great police chief in this city. I think that what happened Monday night is a real problem. And needs to be not only discussed, I'm not happy with the way this ended. 84 arrests, this sets us back.
So, Mr. Mayor, a question.
It's not fatal, but it sets us back.
A question here. Ultimately, are the protesters owed an apology out of this?
I certainly think they are owed an explanation. And ultimately, if the facts bear out that there was a better way to handle this, and, you know, obviously I think that's very possible, then yes, they are. But let's get the facts, and, you know, let's get the facts in terms of what precipitated this order to disperse and why it was handled the way it was handled, and then we will make the conclusions. But a lot of those protesters, I know them. They're community leaders, and they have been voices of healing and peace in this community. And I know a number of them were trying to end the protest after several hours in the right way. And, you know, if there's a silver lining in any of this, right, it's that nobody was hurt. And that's a good, good thing. But the result was not what we wanted.
You have been having, as you referenced, weeks of conversations with faith leaders, community leaders, and others. And if I understand it right, the work was to plan for calm after a DA's decision was announced. So you said this set you back or set the community back.
Yes.
And the protesters have been saying, you betrayed us, because for all the words and all the promises, what happened Monday night undermined that. What's the impact, and where do you go on all of that from now?
Well, it's a setback, but it doesn't have to be a permanent setback. You know, you're either in this for the long haul, or you throw up your arms when you have a setback and say, I'm done. I choose to be in it for the long haul, and I know this community and its leadership is in it for the long haul. And we are a great community, and we're a loving community, and we're an inclusive community. And I'm setting a path in this city, maybe imperfect, but I am setting a path in this city where I say it is time we pay attention to those who have been left out for far too long. And I mean that in terms of where we invest our city resources and the issues we pay attention to. We can either retreat, or we can take this setback and we can use it to try even harder and to elevate all of our games. You know where I'm at, and I know where the community is at. And this won't be a permanent setback, but it was a setback. I think we have to acknowledge it. I'm not happy with the way it ended up. And so let's get the facts independently and through the police chief. Let's then account for what occurred. Let's continue to build those bonds, and let's continue to take action on the police community front and on the investment front that show people that we mean to change what must be changed.
Mayor Steinberg, who ultimately is accountable here? And if you had had a strong mayor role technically, would this whole situation have been different, because then you would have authority over the police department?
It's hard to say. I mean, accountability in the strict sense of the word, under our city charter, it does lie in another direction. But I'm telling you, I'm accountable. I'm the mayor of the city. I'm the public face of the city, and I take that role, and I don't shy from it. It sometimes, in my job, is challenging. This system has its challenges. And, you know, I have purposely not led with the strong mayor agenda in this city. Instead, I have said I want to actually work on getting real things done and being strong, even despite the system. But I think it is something for the people to contemplate over the medium and long term in this city. We have a great city manager, by the way. I think Howard Chayan is fabulous. It's just systemically, there are blurred lines of accountability. And I don't have as much authority as I would like. I just have to work maybe a little bit harder to continue to push in the direction that I think is best for our city.
To review for everybody, you as the mayor are one vote with the city council in city decisions. The Sacramento police chief reports to the city manager, Howard Chan, and essentially you and the council can make recommendations to the city manager, but he will work with the chief, although the chief has been very clear with us, Mayor Steinberg, about the jurisdiction that he has within the department, and particularly as it pertains to the officers involved in the Stephon Clark shooting. He will make the decision recommended to Howard Chan for any discipline or firing.
That's correct. Yeah, I don't have any of that authority, just as I'm not the district attorney or the attorney general, nor am I any longer the president of the state senate, although I intend to be over there and not only bring more resources into our city state resources, but also advocate for those use of force changes that I think will keep both the community and officers safer.
There are two different bills. One is called the Weber bill. It's AB 392. People last night at the city council meeting were saying, pass the Weber bill, recall the Sacramento County DA. They want charges against the protesters dropped, and they want the officers fired. Now, those all come under different jurisdictions.
Correct.
But though that, to me, I'm hearing that as their definition right now of justice. Is that how you're hearing it?
Well, I'm hearing many different definitions. But yes, I understand what people are saying, and I'm taking it in, and I'm doing the very best I can to be responsive on as many fronts as I have, again, the ability or the authority to affect. Some I don't, and some I do.
Do you have authority, just let's say yes or no, under anything on that list, to fire the officers, yes or no?
No.
To drop the charges against the protesters,
yes
or no? To recall the DA, yes or no?
No.
To pass the Weber bill, AB 392.
I will loan my voice, and it's a strong voice, but the answer to that is no as well.
So it's an interesting scenario that you are giving people the place to speak, and they are outlining what they want. But in truth, you can't truly affect the change on any of their points.
Yes, but again, I don't take all of that and say, okay, this is somebody else's problem. I'm the mayor of the city. And you know what? It may sound like I'm bragging, and I don't mean to. I am a strong mayor. You look at what I have affected in this city in my 2 years thus far, with unprecedented levels of resources being brought into this city for a whole host of things, the passage of Measure U, the fact that the city council is together, by and large, that we're moving on the economic development front in huge ways. I mean, I'm leading like I always have led. But I guess maybe the way to put it, Beth, is that I can't do any of it alone. It requires a community, and it does require the other people in positions of leadership and responsibility to lead as well.
I only have about two more minutes left. And again, I appreciate this extended conversation with you, Mayor Steinberg. If you had more authority, what would you do at this point in time?
Well, I don't have that authority now. And so I guess it depends on what kind of authority, because there are so many different...
What would you want to be able to do?
Well, I think what I would want to be able to do is to move much faster on a whole host of fronts. I would like to be able to establish the homeless triage centers throughout the entire community. I would like to be able to direct those investments into job creation and affordable housing and and improving the commercial corridors and kids much faster than I'm able to under this system.
I'm going to push you a little faster just because our time is going to run out. Do you wish you had a voice in the situation with the district attorney and the argument about recalling? Do you want to be involved in that? What do you think about that call?
I don't think that is the most constructive or productive way to go here. I just don't.
Okay, so then in the last minute that we have here, what has to happen right now to break through this, to feel like there is really some sort of paradigm shift in this moment?
The very first thing is we need to account for what happened Monday night. That's first and foremost, to get back on track. And then we need to continue being aggressive about economic equity and about healing and change when it comes to the police in our community by pushing for and making the policy changes that are within our control, and by insisting that people who have very different life experiences talk to each other, and to use my office to establish those opportunities for people to be able to talk to each other from the law enforcement community, from the community, and to continue to be a voice of healing and of goodwill. That's what I intend to do. Not to be, not to just talk, not to just encourage people to talk, but to actually move the city in the direction that will at least move towards fairness and equity for everybody involved.
Mayor Steinberg, I continue to say it every time we have these conversations, and that is I respect that you allow us so much time, and we do offer the same time to the district attorney, of course, to Chief Hahn. They do take us up on occasion. They didn't today, but it seems that I should extend that invitation more often to Howard Chan, too. But for today, for this moment in time, thank you so very much.
I'm your mayor, and I'll come on anytime. Thank you so much, Beth.
That is Sacramento Mayor Daryl Steinberg. That was quite a conversation. It will take us a little bit of time, but we'll post it online for you as soon as we can. There is extensive coverage of the Stephon Clark case and related stories at capradio.org. And this is Insight Special Coverage. I'm Beth Ruyak. Thanks for joining us.